James was part of the rehab program today.
Do you have any update on JerMichael?
I do not have any updates on JerMichael Finley. As far as the organization is concerned, we're still gathering information. Saw JerMichael yesterday. Looks good. So we had our team picture yesterday afternoon. So he was there and getting better. Looks great.
If I can go back to James for a second, is that different than what he had done, or is that still the same thing he had done?
Same thing he's been going through, yes.
Mike, did Perry have any kind of a setback, or just triples?
He's just not ready. Not moving along as everybody would hope.
Mike, when you watch the Bears' defense this year, what you've seen on tape, what is the biggest difference between them now and what you've seen, what you're accustomed to seeing over the last few years?
Well, watching the Bears' defense on tape, the changes as far as scheme, it wasn't as dramatic as watching their offense, I think stating the obvious. So there's definitely carryover schematically what they've done in the past. I think their secondary is playing extremely well, like they have in the past. So I think that's been very consistent in prior years. You know, the front seven playing well, but there's just a lot of change, obviously, in personnel. So the biggest change as far from our perspective is a change in personnel.
What about their change in results, though? This, they're not accustomed to defense not playing well, and that's been their issue, at least.
Change in personnel usually leads to change in production, one way or the other. So, yeah.
With the quarterback change there, is it a challenge to, scout those guys? I mean, is there kind of a, I don't want to say fear of the unknown, but you're not trying to get at?
Well, I mean, we're in an unscouted look mindset with the Bears on a bye week, and obviously us coming off a Sunday night game. So, they've had, an opportunity to step away and prepare a little longer for this game. So, I mean, those are the kind of things we're looking at as far as the quarterbacks. You look at the video that's available, and I don't think it's going to change their offensive approach or their style of play based on who plays quarterback. So, but hey, that's why you play the game. We'll see what happens.
Mike, you emphasize ball security all the time, but against a team like this that really focuses on trying to create fumble, do you maybe give them a little extra reminder this week?
Absolutely. Ball security is important. I thought we did a great job of Minnesota taking care of the football. Similar defenses as far as the amount of vision that they play to the football. But their secondary is exceptional. I can't say enough about the respect we have for Charles Tillman and Jennings and the whole crew and just what they've been able to accomplish for years down there in Chicago. So we got a obviously, our awareness is heightened. I'd like to think it's high every week, but this group's exceptional.
With Wade Bakhtiari's playing, I guess, how big is an asset is it that you can just let him play and you don't have to change your offense? I mean, you're not like you're having that chip block guys all the time with them.
David's playing very well, but, it's like anything. You win some games and the question changes. It goes the other way, the questions change. But, really the result and the mindset from our approach needs to stay the same. So, I'm not really in the mood to bang drums about anything. This is the Chicago Bears and the Packers playing. David needs to play very well this week. He has a big-time challenge, and Julius Peppers, another exceptional Pro Bowl player. So, how we go about it and what we need to do is that's what the preparation part of it's for. But at the end of the day, I know we've had success, but I don't think this is the time to jump up and down and think we've arrived.
Mike, is that your message to your guys, too?
That's my message. I'm answering questions right now.
Mike, are they using Forte differently now in Trestman's offense? And if so, what kind of stress has he put on the defense?
Matt Forte, you talk about a classic three-down running back, the ability to carry the load in the run game, the ability to also pass protection, and I think he's very good coming out of the backfield. So, they're a multiple offense. They've shown every formation in football, so there's a lot of variety there. And I think it definitely utilizes Matt's talents. So the ability to get him on the perimeter with pattern schemes. He's also an excellent inside runner. And also the ability to get him the ball in space.
Mike, what kind of challenges does Marshall and Jeffrey now as a tandem, the way they're playing, present for you guys?
I'm sorry?
What kind of challenges Brandon Marshall and Jeffrey, the way he's
big playing? Receivers. I mean, this Chicago group, so, you know, they're a bunch of big receivers. They do a very good job of high-pointing the football, going up and getting the ball. They take shots as an offense. You know, you can see with Jay Cutler, and I'm sure it won't be any different with Josh. The ability to take the high ball or the jump ball approach in a one-on-one situation. So, and they also did a good job in their, you know, in the underneath stuff and particularly in the amount of crack schemes that they have running the football.
This year, how much of a jump have you seen with Mike Daniels with both the tenacity and confidence he prepares and plays with?
You know, Mike Daniels is a heck of a football player. He's always had great energy and passion. I go back to the draft process and remember watching the tape with him at Iowa. So, I mean, that's something that he's always been able to bring to the table. But I do think you're seeing the man taking a step in his second year, and I think that's the progress you want to see in your players, and he's definitely taking that step. The guy loves football. He loves the work. He's a joy to coach. You know, just get the hell out of his way. So, I mean, those are the kind of guys you want to be around.
Based on how Casey Hayward came out of that game, are you going to gradually increase his snap counts? Is he ready to go as much as he was able
Casey
to
Casey Hayward, I thought he played well. I think it was about 20, 25 snaps, if I recall. His grade sheet. We have a lot of competition going on in secondary. So, and that's really what's going on. So, it's really – the responsibility of anybody on our football team, particularly when you do have the competition that we have at the secondary, for somebody to grab the rope and jump ahead. So, and that's what we're looking for.
Mike, how much of a boost can Ryan Taylor give you on special teams if he's able to go?
Yeah, Ryan Taylor's, I definitely think he's one of our primary special teams players, in my opinion, and he's been very productive. So, I'm hoping he can get through the week practice and be ready to go, and he's been a starter. So, I mean, he's been a starter on a punt team and all the way through the four quarters. So it'd be great to have him back.
Like, has a decision been made on whether you'll practice either Worthy or Richardson before the 11 weeks is up?
Before?
The 11-week period is up.
Yeah, no decision has been made on any of our pup players. I think in the next couple of weeks we'll have something.
Crosby was named Player of the Month today.
Yes.
I know you've asked some million questions about him, but at what point did you know that he was back to being kicker this year a couple years ago?
Well, I mean, in my view, my mind, Mason Crosby never left. I mean, he went through a tough spot. I believed in the man, and I believe in his ability. I mean, the guy's a world champion, so you have history. So it was just a matter of him. You know, it was more of a mental, a mental tough spot that he was going through. So, I think what we put him through from a competitive standpoint in training camp, I think it's good for all of us. So, and he responded. So, I mean, really coming out of training camp, I really had no concerns.
Mike, I've talked to three different former players at Watch Packer games, and they've been somewhat delighted. What they think is they see a different identity on this offense. I don't know if it's the change of personnel, situations are changing the course of the season. Does it feel that way to you, or was there an off-season change of plan with some of the players you drafted? How do you respond to that?
Well, it's great that our players are watching and feel good about what we're doing. Once again, there's a lot of football left to be played. I like playing this way. I think everybody does. But at the end of the day, we're going to continue to do what's best offensively, and that's to score points. So when you put 44 points on the board, if you run it 50 times or throw it 50 times, that's really the end result. The benefits of running the football, I think you're clearly seeing throughout our whole football team. It's a fabric that you need. So we did score a lot of points, and sometimes it was too easy. And I think, like anything in life, when it is too easy and you do hit hard spots, sometimes it's easy to get over that. It's a little hard to get over that. So We're doing it the hard way. We're doing it the right way because, like anything, we want to be balanced. And I think we're – and balance to me is not 50-50. Balance to me is you run it when you want to and you throw it when you want to.
Two more?
Mike, I guess Eddie Lacy said yesterday, Coach, I don't know if it was you, told him to treat this game like the Auburn-Alabama game. With so many new players and so many young players every year, is that an emphasis every year, reinforcing them what Packers-Bears means?
Well, I mean, it was not me that said that because I don't have any history. I mean, I know Auburn-Alabama is a huge game, but this is definitely the game. I mean, this is the game every year. In my humble opinion, this is the game in the NFL. So what it stands for, the tradition of these organizations, the great players that have played before us, the great games that have happened before us. So we have an obligation to take that commitment, that emphasis, and that energy into this football game. So that's what our players will be aware of.
Mike, how's Dayton Jones progressed since he got here? And is he where he needs to be in your opinion?
Yeah, Dayton's getting better. You know, his opportunities as far as how we're utilizing them is I think, improving as far as the chances that he's getting to perform. You know, he's been close on a couple things, you know, particular rushes and so forth. But like all of our players, and his evaluation's heightened obviously because Dayton's a number one pick. But I'm happy with the progress that he's making. But we want more, and we want more from all of our guys. So he's playing on a very good defensive line. We have a very good rotation. So with that, I don't think this year in particular that he's going to have these big numbers that sometimes people want to put as far as expectations on a first round pick. So, but I'm happy with the progress that he's making. But he definitely needs to move forward.